Welcome to today's deep dive. So, imagine a city doubling in size right before your eyes. By 2040, Africa's urban population is projected to hit like 1 billion people.
1 billion. Yeah, it's a staggering number.
Right. And how governments manage that explosive growth, I mean, it's not just a local issue. It's actively reshaping the global economy and really the future of human equality.
Which brings us to the source we're digging into today. It's the December 2021 Baseline Evaluation of Informal Settlements. This is from South Africa's Department of Human Settlements.
Yeah, and the mission here is figuring out how you upgrade these informal settlements, slums, essentially, without displacing the millions of people living there.
Exactly. But before we get into the how, we should look at what's actually happening on the ground. The report gives this really vivid picture. The average informal settlement has around 1,800 dwellings.
Wow, 1,800.
Yeah, with about 3 people packed into each household.
So what's feeding this kind of rapid density?
Well, it's mostly driven by rural migration. You have people leaving collapsing agricultural economies, and they're heading straight for the central business districts, the CBDs, to find jobs.
So they just build homes wherever they can find the space.
Right. And the government's primary solution to handle this is the upgrading of informal settlements program. The core philosophy there is what they call in situ upgrading.
Right. In situ, meaning they try to improve the area exactly where it stands rather than, you know,
bulldozing it all.
Yeah, bulldozing and relocating everyone.
Exactly. Relocation is strictly the absolute last resort. I mean, they want to keep those fragile social networks intact and bring services directly to the community.
But I mean, practically speaking, that sounds like a logistical nightmare. It's almost like renovating an airplane while it's in flight.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. Like, how do you weave heavy water pipes and sewer lines into a super densely packed settlement that's built on, I don't know, a floodplain? Or steep rocky hills, or even dolomite sinkholes.
Well, that crazy spatial puzzle is exactly why they use a really strict incremental blueprint. They don't just drop in a fully formed neighborhood overnight.
Okay, so where do they even start?
Interestingly, the very first step isn't even physical infrastructure, it's legal. First, they have to formalize tenure security.
Oh, that makes total sense. You can't just lay down millions of dollars in municipal water pipes if you don't legally know who owns the land.
Right, or if the residents even have the legal right to be there. Once that legal foundation is set, then the physical hierarchy kicks in. It goes water, then sanitation, then roads, solid waste management, and finally...
electricity.
Electricity, yes. It's entirely functional.
Oh, wow.
You secure the land... you keep people alive with water and sanitation, give them access via roads so garbage trucks can actually get in, and then you power it all.
That specific order really highlights how basic the survival needs are.
Mm.
But, you know, taking that paper blueprint and applying it to a dolomite sinkhole, that's where this report gets a bit alarming.
Yeah, the data gap.
Right, there is a glaring administrative hiccup here. The government originally targeted 1,500 settlements for this upgrading process. But when evaluators actually reviewed the business plans...
they only found 1,061.
They only found 1,061, yeah. That's a massive missing chunk.
It really is. And it highlights a huge administrative shortfall. South Africa has Section 26 of its constitution, right, which explicitly guarantees the right to adequate housing.
Which is a really progressive ideal.
It is, but bridging that gap between a constitutional promise and the reality on the ground, well... that requires town planners, land surveyors, and just massive localized budgets.
Yeah, and that gap shows they simply lack the on-the-ground capability to plan for almost a third of their target.
Exactly.
Which raises a really tough question for me. If a settlement is inherently dangerous, like it's on a floodplain and washes away every rainy season, doesn't an incremental in-situ approach just painfully prolong the inevitable?
That's a huge tension in the report. Giving someone legal tenure to a shack in a flood zone does kind of seem like...
delaying the need to move them.
Delaying the need to relocate them for their own safety, yeah.
Right.
But the report wrestles with this. In-situ upgrading preserves those vital social networks, but sometimes the physical environment makes it genuinely impossible.
So what's the solution then?
The main conclusion is that a centralized, one-size-fits-all policy is just destined to fail.
So you really need highly tailored, localized plans where the communities themselves participate in deciding those trade-offs. You can't just mandate a fix from a desk in the Capitol.
Exactly. The people living there know the terrain and the risks way better than anyone else. They have to be active partners in the process.
For you listening, this whole dynamic isn't just an infrastructure problem isolated to South Africa. These expanding informal settlements are basically physical proof of deep socioeconomic shifts that you're going to see mirrored worldwide.
Yeah, it really forces us to look at the root causes.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative paradox to end on. If these settlements are created by people fleeing collapsed rural economies just searching for city jobs, could the ultimate upgrade to urban slums actually be a massive reinvestment in the rural areas they're running from?
That is a wild thought.
Right. If you fix the farm economy, do you save the city? Just something for you to ponder the next time you see a city expanding into the horizon.